Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. Despite the rent cap, the Senate is creating a new rent index as they do every 2 years. This standard procedure provides information about the so-called local comparative rent, which is the measure of all things for rent increases, and, thanks to the rent cap, also for new leases. The cap should make these efforts unnecessary, but since its legality hasn't been confirmed by the Federal Constitutional Court yet, the new index is made to protect against legal uncertainty. Just a year ago, however, Senate circles said this would be unnecessary, and they argued that if there were no updated rent indexes, courts could fall back on the 2019 version in cases of doubt. But in July, the city's Development Administration did reestablish the Mietspiegel Working Group, in which spokespeople of tenants and landlords' organizations are traditionally represented together. Rainer Wild, executive director of the Berlin Tenants Association, thinks it's good that the Senate is, quote, playing it safe here, unquote. The fact that the Tenants Association is once again sitting at the table when the new rent index is drawn up is hardly surprising. More astonishing is, in view of the conflict around the rent cap, that the landlord side is again on board. After all, many owners do not think very highly of the Senate in this matter. But the managing director of the Association of Free Real Estate and Housing Companies Berlin-Brandenburg, Susanne Klaba, stated, quote, "We are initially involved out of good tradition. The emphasis is on the word initially," unquote. She left open whether her association will also approve the rent index in the end. Despite the rent cap, however, the new rent index will be more than a mere plan B in the event of a denial of the rent cap by the federal court. The cap does not apply to all rental apartments in Berlin. There are exceptions, for example, new construction. For rent increases and new leases in buildings constructed from 2014 onward, it's relevant what the local comparative rents are. However, since the German Civil Code stipulates that only unregulated rents may be recorded in a rent index, this time it will be compiled in a different way than usual, because most rents are limited by the rent cap and are not determined by the free market. Therefore, a random sample survey would not yield any reliable results. For this reason, the Senate chose an alternative method, which is also made possible by the German Civil Code. The existing rent index data is updated on the basis of the Consumer Price Index of the Federal Statistical Office. The Kassenärztliche Vereinigung, or Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, or KV Berlin, is demanding the preferential and rapid vaccination of all physicians, therapists, and medical staff in private practices against the coronavirus. A statement from the KV reads, quote, "Those who treat, provide medical care, and protect others every day must themselves be protected. Primary care physicians and specialists are the first line of defense in the fight against corona, and more than 90% of COVID patients are treated in outpatient settings. With every direct patient contact, there is a risk of infection for them and their staff," unquote. Per Morgenpost reporting, the KV has received 16,500 codes from the Health Administration that will allow certain office-based physicians and medical assistants to register for vaccinations at a center. This includes, for example, family physicians, pulmonologists, and ophthalmologists. Chairwoman of the KV Representative Assembly, Christiane Wessel, criticized this, stating, quote, "This means that just a fraction of those working in outpatient care will be vaccinated. This is unacceptable against the background that doctors' practices are the most important contact points during the pandemic, and virtually all groups of doctors have direct patient contact on a daily basis," unquote. According to KV, there are about 6,800 medical practices in Berlin, with at least one and often several physicians and several employees. Ahead of the economic summit with more than 40 associations on the difficult situation of many industries during the corona crisis, Federal Minister for Economic Affairs and Energy, Peter Altmaier of the CDU, has stressed the importance of rapid tests for the gastronomy sector. Altmaier said yesterday on the ARD that the tests would definitely be helpful, and he hopes for approval as quickly as possible. At the same time, he stressed that the economy will not flourish, quote, if we get a third wave of infections, unquote. He said that he would discuss the outcome of the consultations, including quick tests and other proposals for change brought to the table with Chancellor Merkel and the state premiers immediately following the meeting. The Kulturräume Berlin, or Culture Spaces Berlin Alliance, wants to make sure that creative artists from the independent scene have work and rehearsal spaces in the Hauptstadt. In a press conference on Monday, the alliance announced that it wants to rent suitable spaces and then sublet them out to art and culture professionals for 4 to 5 euros per square meter. Those who want to take advantage of this opportunity must live and work in the capital and be able to prove that they earn a living from art. Berlin's culture senator Klaus Lederer of the Left said at the network's launch that at least 2,000 spaces for artistic work will be secured or newly created. 6 participants from the administration, the cultural scene, and the real estate industry are working together in the alliance, including the Senate Department for Culture. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.